Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN Political Briefing. We're on the road for one last day here in Cincinnati, Ohio, after Joe Biden's big town hall last night, so sorry if the audio quality is not quite what you're used to. But here's what you need to know in politics for today, Thursday, July 22nd, 2021. Joe Biden got a range of questions from voters here in Ohio last night at CNN's town hall, and he made some key news in big topic areas. So today, we're bringing you the highlights of the town hall and my quick takeaways. First and foremost, COVID. President Biden made his most urgent plea to unvaccinated Americans to get vaccinated. He basically said that the current surge in COVID that we're seeing across the country is largely a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And in his most stern language, nearly begging the American people to be able to put this pandemic truly behind us, is to have the remaining Americans who are unvaccinated get the shot so that life can return to normal fully for all Americans. Beyond that most critical issue of the pandemic, Joe Biden made a pretty interesting comment about the infrastructure negotiations on Capitol Hill. He sounded more bullish on being able to get a bipartisan deal done than he probably has at any point since he initially announced the deal with those Republican senators. He said he is hopeful that on Monday there will be a vote to actually move forward and proceed with this bipartisan agreement in the United States Senate. We saw that vote fail yesterday, but that did not in any way dissuade Joe Biden from thinking he's going to be able to get this across the finish line. Another topic that has dominated the Washington political discussion during the Biden presidency is that of the filibuster, and how much Joe Biden's agenda can get done if there isn't filibuster reform. He was specifically pressed by my colleague Don Lemon on that last night about voting rights, but Joe Biden gave his most clear, concise answer as to why he doesn't yet support jettisoning the filibuster. He has talked about tradition in the past and the notion of maybe trying to get back to the talking filibuster. But last night, Joe Biden said if the filibuster just goes away and Democrats get rid of it, that there will be chaos in Washington and nothing will get done. So now be on the lookout to see how progressives who are eager to get rid of the filibuster respond to President Biden saying nothing would get done and there would be chaos in Washington, basically saying he is not anywhere near supporting the demise of the filibuster. And on the economy and inflation, President Biden said that he believes the inflation that we're seeing, the real rise in prices that we've seen in certain areas of the economy, is going to be temporary. And he believes, he said, that the injection of trillions of dollars of more spending primarily aimed at middle and working class Americans and at poor Americans will actually keep unchecked inflation at bay. All of which is why he does not subscribe to the notion that inflation is here to stay, price is going to keep going up and up and up, and that that will be the way our economy is for the long term. Obviously, for the 2022 midterms, he better hope he's betting right. And finally, I just want you to hear from Joe Biden himself, because I think he gave an answer last night that sort of encapsulated the entire rationale of his presidency.
The kinds of things that are being said of late, I think you're beginning to see some of the, and by Democrats as well, sort of the venom get sort of leak out of a lot of it. We got to get beyond this. What do you say to your grandchildren or your children about what's happening? Do you ever remember a time like this before in the entire history, whether you're a Democrat or Republican? This is not who we are. The rest of the world's wondering about us. Those of you who travel abroad, not a joke, not a joke. You asked, you know, when I went to this G7, all the major democracies, I walked in and I know a lot of them because of my role in the past. And they walk in and I said, America's back. And they go, I'm serious, heads of state. I give you my word as a Biden. I said, are you really back? I mean, how can I, we believe you, Joe. but will the country ever get it together?
You recall he campaigned on restoring the soul of the nation. And when Don Lemon pressed him last night on the news about the demise of the 1-6 Select Committee and Kevin McCarthy pulling the Republican members and how we have gotten to this place where even an attack on our democracy, we can't have sort of an agreed upon path forward to find the truth in that. And Joe Biden gave the answer that the reason he believes that the politics in our country are not permanently broken is because of his faith in the American people. And then he went on to say that he thinks he sees sort of the poison atmosphere in American politics for the last several years starting to drain away. And he connected it to how America also is perceived on the world stage and the questions that hang around that because of our politics. This is Joe Biden getting at the core of why he sees his presidency as a consequential one. That does it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening, and please follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.